Praise be Jesus and Mary. When we hear this gospel passage about those who labor and are burdened, or who weary and find life wearisome, we usually think right away of someone who is involved with maybe manual labor, or someone who is suffering sickness, or someone who is undergoing stress and things like that. But it can also refer to those who are seeking their fulfillment in created things instead of the Creator. I remember I was at a wedding one time, and there was a couple who were dancing, and this couple was an older couple and divorced and remarried, and they were just having the time of their life, so much exuberance. But then, when the song ended, I saw how they both came off the dance floor with their heads a little bit lowered and long faces. And that just struck me as a bit odd. And I think we can apply this gospel passage to that situation, you know? Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. That is, they're laboring, striving to find their fulfillment and their joy in created things. So much so, to the disregard of the yoke of God's commandments. They've thrown off the yoke of God's commandments and are seeking their fulfillment in creatures, in created things. But we are made for so much more than that, as we read in the prophet Isaiah in the first reading, right? The creator of the stars, as we sang in the hymn, entering the church. The creator of the stars, that's the one for whom we are made. That's the one who fulfills us. They that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings, right? This is a description of the spiritual life. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. So in faith, we must take up the yoke of our Lord, the yoke of his commandments, obedience to Christ, which is easy and is light with the help of his grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.